It's 8:45. Live from the KIOS studios at 33rd and Bird, I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. Thanks so much for tuning in today. Appreciate it. You have an opportunity to play it forward. It's the Play It Forward Expo to raise funds for a very worthwhile cause. Jackie Kolakowski is with me. She's the chair of People Aspiring to Cycle and Exercise. And good morning. Welcome.
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, very well. Thank you. Thanks, Jackie, for coming in today. Appreciate it. You founded Play It Forward.
That's correct.
So tell us where this comes from. What's the genesis behind this organization, and what are you trying to accomplish?
Well, Play It Forward is a board game expo that we are doing, and we wanted to raise funds to educate people on pedestrian safety. So we started working with local law enforcement agencies and bicycle organizations to figure out where we could start. And one area was to provide bicycle helmets so that people were riding their bicycles in a safer manner on the roads. And so we started off trying to figure out a different way of trying to raise funds rather than a run or another bicycle type fundraiser, so we decided to do it with board games.
Outstanding. What kind of board games are involved?
Oh boy, there are thousands of board games, and the person that supplies the board games, his organization is called the Board Game Wagon, and he has something like 4,000 to 6,000 board games of all sorts, from building games to dexterity games to very strategic games. Things like people might know something like Splendor or King Domino. One of the bigger games right now is Star Realms.
Okay.
And those are our tournaments this year.
Oh, okay. Very good. Does it also have things? I'm kind of an old school guy. So like Risk and Monopoly and things.
You can
things
still
like that?
Play those games.
Yeah, sure. for a little retrospective to the old days.
Yeah. So a lot of people, when they go to like Spielbound or other game organizations, they have the old school, but they've really reinvented board games. They're very beautiful and fun to play, and they work on a lot of different things. They're great educational tools as well.
Sure, outstanding. So, and Play It Forward for this expo, which by the way is Saturday, August 10th, 2019. And there's a new location. Can you talk about that for a moment?
Yes, it used to be at Karen's Fireside in Papillion, and Julie, the owner, Julie Maben, moved it to Terra Plaza. So she renamed it Jules Fireside. So we are going to block off part of the parking lot and extend Play It Forward to promote our cause, which is giving out bicycle helmets and educating the public on bicycle safety. So we'll be able to have on hand people to help you if you need to fix your bike or adjust it. There'll be people out there, and Heartland Bicycle will be out there showing their e-bikes as well.
Oh, what is an e-bike?
An e-bike is an electronic bike, and those are pretty awesome. They're great ways to get around, and you charge them, and you can get around town with them.
I believe Emily Chen Newton, one of our jocks here, and she does a podcast as well. I believe she rides one of those into work on a nice day like today.
Oh, yeah. I have one as well, and I thank Heartland Bicycle because I tried it out. You can get memberships for this type of thing at Heartland Bicycle. They'll be giving some of those out at the event as well. And it's really a great way to try one before you can go out and buy them, because they can get expensive.
I see. Okay.
But they're a lot of fun. There are some that are throttle-based and some that are pedal-assist. And the ones that Heartland Bicycle have are pedal-assist. They're pretty amazing. You can get up a hill quite quickly.
Oh, that's neat. So what can people expect it when they come to this event on Saturday, August 10th, which, by the way, it starts at 11 a.m., right?
Correct.
Yeah, runs 11 a.m. to midnight.
The board game event will be inside. There'll be food provided by a couple of local organizations. And we will have the board game library, so if people want to come in, they can check out different board games to try. I believe we're going to have on the upwards of 400 or 500 games available for people to try. There will be demonstrations of games throughout the day. We have a schedule of demonstrations. There's one called Rhino Hero and Super Rhino Hero. That one's kind of fun because it's building, and you move a rhinoceros going up to see if you can keep the deck from falling. Then we will have tournaments throughout the day as well, so you can learn how to play new games, you can check out games. It's a great family event. And outside, of course, we have the bicycle safety. We're trying to show people what they're playing games for.
Sure.
And outside that, we'll have all the bicycle safety education.
Well, a very important event, and of course, the bicycle safety, the thrust of this. It's the Play It Forward Expo, and you can find more information on playitfwdexpo.org. Jackie Kolakowski, thank you so much for coming in today. Do appreciate it. Morning Edition continues right now.
Thank you.